The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, January 6th, 2009, and presidential release number 369. This is the first presidential release of the year 2009. This being the sixth day of January is in many places known as Little Christmas, and in some places known as the Feast of the Epiphany, and yet in others known as Three Kings Day. It is traditionally the day that the kings brought gifts to the Christ child, and consequently in many parts of the world this is the day of gift giving, rather than the 25th of December, and it is Little Christmas, and I always celebrate Little Christmas. So here I am celebrating Little Christmas with you. I begin the presidential release with the announcement from Tim Jones. He works here at the National Center for the Blind in the Jernigan Institute. He and his wife, Rebecca, announce the arrival of Oliver Finn Jones, born on January 4, 2009, the 200th anniversary of Louis Braille's birth, at 6:28 a.m., weighing 7 pounds, 5 ounces, and measuring 19 and 3/4 inches from top knot to shoe sole. Congratulations to the Joneses, especially to Oliver. I must offer the sad news that Dick Edlund died this morning after quite a long illness. Dick Edlund was president of our Kansas affiliate. He served as treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind for some time. He served on the board of directors. He was a member of the state legislature in Kansas. He was an interesting man in many ways, including that he told me that he owned an airport and an airplane, and that he had owned a hardware store for a time, and had been in business. He was a fun person to be with, and he was also good at going to war for the rights of blind people. I deeply miss Dick Edlund, and I'm sorry to have to tell you of his death. I reflect that he had suffered for a long time, and it is good that that part of his life, the suffering, is finished. Please remember Dick Edlund in your prayers, and remember all of his friends, too, if you would. We have a number of announcements that come on this presidential release. One is that the convention is coming up. Singles and doubles at the convention are $62, triples are $66, quads are $68. There's a 15% tax which will be added. The convention runs this year from July 3rd through July 8th. We are shortening the convention one day. The banquet day is the last day of the convention. Our president in Michigan, Fred Wurzel, is busily getting ready to welcome everybody to Detroit this summer, where we will have our 2009 convention. The hotel is taking reservations for the convention, and you will need to make a reservation so you'll have a place to sleep for the exciting time this summer. The telephone number is 800-266-9432. This is not the same number that I gave you last time, I believe. It's 800-266-9432. Please get your reservations in as soon as possible. Here is an announcement from Kevin Worley, who is chairing the Imagination Fund and the March for Independence, who says, register now, register now, register now. It is important that we have over 1,000 Federationists, well over 1,000 Federationists, registered for our third annual March for Independence that will take place on Monday, July 6th at our National Convention in Detroit. Time is of the essence. Don't delay. Everybody who is registered to participate in the march by 4 p.m. on February 8, 2009 will be placed in a drawing to win a KNFB Reader Mobile. The drawing will be held during the Great Gathering in Meeting. You need not be present to win, but you do need to be registered to win. If you are already registered, help us now by reaching out to others to get them registered. You can register by going online to www.marchforindependence.org or by contacting Christy Bowman at 410-659-9314, extension 2406, or K Bowman, that's KBOWMAN at NFB.org for her email. It is important to register for this March for Independence. It is a way to demonstrate the capacity of blind people at our national convention in a way that gets the information to the local citizenry and also very often to people around the world. We were broadcast in many ways throughout the United States and some beyond the United States last summer for our March for Independence, and we demonstrated the capacity of the blind. So register now. Here is an announcement from John Perret. It says, Washington Seminar occurs February 8 through February 11, with some events starting before the Great Gathering in Meeting that begins promptly at 5 p.m. on Sunday, February 8. Last year we were doing it on Monday, but the Great Gathering in Meeting will occur on Sunday this year, February 8. I hope all of you have reservations for the Washington Seminar. You should have made your reservations with Diane McGeorge, and you should be prepared to be at the Washington Seminar. Those who need to communicate with Diane for any reason, to get rooms for sleeping if there are any left, or to get them for meeting if you should need them, contact her by telephone at 303-778-1130, extension 219, or you can get a hold of her by email by sending an email to Lisa Bonderson, that's LISABONDERSON, at LBonderson, LBONDERSON, at COCENTER, Colorado Center, .org. The deadline for reserving sleeping rooms and meeting space has passed, but Diane will do her best to meet your needs. Do not delay any longer. Let this be the first year we have representation from every one of our 52 affiliates, D.C., Puerto Rico, and 50 states, to kick off our national legislative agenda for the first session of the 111th Congress. The issues for this year are enhancing pedestrian safety, ensuring the blind can continue to travel safely and independently along with other pedestrians, a technology bill of rights for the blind, removing the earnings penalty for blind Americans who want to work, a common sense work incentive for blind Social Security beneficiaries. As you confirm congressional appointments, you are encouraged to email the date, the time, and whether the member of Congress is expected to attend the meeting so the exceptional Mercury team can provide this information to our governmental affairs staff. The email address is Hill Appointments, that's HILLAPPOINTMENTS at nfb.org. Also note that buses will leave the Holiday Inn Capitol at 8 a.m. Sunday morning for those who wish to tour the National Center for the Blind. Tours will begin at 9 a.m. and buses will leave the National Center for the Blind to return to the Holiday Inn Capitol at noon. Please come together to make this the best Washington seminar ever. We look forward to seeing everybody and to changing what it means to be blind in the United States. The Holiday Inn Capitol is at 550 C Street Southwest. If you need room reservations to participate in the Washington seminar, get a hold of Diane McGeorge. Here is an announcement about Youth Slam 2009. In July 2009, we will again have the NFB Youth Slam, a program for blind high school students that will be held at the University of Maryland College Park. For more information regarding the program, consider the following announcement.
Observe, discover, evolve. In the summer of 2009, blind youth from around the nation will gather at the University of Maryland College Park in a bigger and better way than ever before. The National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute is pumped to be coordinating the NFB Youth Slam 2009. Concentrating on science, technology, engineering, and math, this academy will engage and inspire 200 blind high school students under the leadership of blind mentors in 5 days of hands-on activities designed to challenge and motivate them to greater achievement. Observe, acclaimed blind scientists and role models perform tasks and do jobs previously thought impossible for blind people, inspiring blind youth to fulfill their dreams. Discover, how to solve crimes like on CSI, make the world a greener place, or launch rockets into space. Evolve into a group of successful, capable, confident blind adults who are ready to accomplish their dreams and rock the future. Observe, discover, evolve. At the Youth Slam 2009, concluding in a triumphant rally on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Students, mentors, and parents, do not miss out on this amazing opportunity.
Another announcement is about the Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Non-Visual Learning 2009 Bell Summer Program. The NFB Jernigan Institute is pleased to announce the Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Non-Visual Learning Bell Program, which will take place in the summer of 2009. The Bell Program is designed to serve as a demonstration program to help provide intensive Braille instruction to low-vision children during the summer months. This pilot program will be modeled after the successful 2007 Bell program led by the NFB of Maryland State Affiliate. The NFB Jernigan Institute plans to expand this program into 2 additional states during the summer of 2009. Selected states will host the Institute's Bell Core Team during the 2 weeks of their program. Bell Core Team members will facilitate a variety of fun, hands-on lessons ranging from group activities to one-on-one instruction to help teach Braille to low-vision students ages 4 to 12. The program will run Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please visit www.nfb.org/nfbbellprogram2009.asp to learn more about this exciting program. Interested in being part of the Bell Core Team? Members of this team will be responsible for creating and implementing the curriculum and various activities for the three Bell program sites. These individuals will work closely with staff members from the NFB Jernigan Institute and the state coordinators from selected states to design lesson plans and projects for the program. Selected team members will be hired as contractual summer staff for the NFB Jernigan Institute beginning in June through the middle of August 2009. Team members will also participate in the NFB Youth Slam. How to apply? Please visit the website to obtain an application. Applications are due by February 1, 2009. For all other questions about the NFB Bell program, please contact Mary Jo Thorpe, Education Programs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind, 410-659-9314, extension 2407, or by email at mthorpe, that's M-T-H-O-R-P-E, at nfb.org. Here is another announcement from the Jernigan Institute. Save the date, NFB Early Childhood Conference, May 8 and 9, 2009, NFB Jernigan Institute, Baltimore, Maryland. Families from the Mid-Atlantic states who have a blind child, ages 7 or under, are invited to attend this two-day seminar. Here, they will learn about a number of resources available to parents of blind children. This will also be a great way for parents to network with each other and meet professionals in the field of early childhood. More details to come this spring. Please continue to visit www.nfb.org for more information in the coming weeks, or contact Mary Jo Thorpe at 410-659-9314, extension 2407. Louis Braille was born on the 4th of January, 1809, meaning that the 200th anniversary of Louis Braille's birth has happened last Sunday. Part of what we have done in this year is declare that we will be working on Braille literacy programs to increase opportunities for people to learn Braille and to increase the availability of Braille to blind people throughout this year. Here is an announcement which is related to that. Save the date. The Louis Braille commemorative coin launch is scheduled for March 26, 2009. For launch event updates, visit www.braille.org. Need Braille books? Want to get rid of old Braille books? Wondering how to build your Braille book library? Want to help get more books into the hands of blind children? NFB Share Braille is ready to meet all of your Braille book needs. Visit www.nfbsharebraille.org. That's NFBSHAREBRAILLE, one word, .org, and experience the NFB Share Braille Revolution. Special thanks to our friends at the Walmart Foundation for helping us make NFBSharebraille.org possible. Beginning February 1, the National Federation of the Blind will be administering the Onkyo Braille Essay Contest in the North America Caribbean region. Please watch for details on this exciting contest promoting Braille and offering prizes to those who write about their experience with Braille. And I have an announcement here from our Public Relations Department, which says, on December 13, 2008, the NBC program Saturday Night Live aired an offensive skit purporting to be an interview with New York Governor David Paterson, who is blind. The actor playing Paterson portrayed him as disoriented and incompetent. At one point, he held a chart showing New York's unemployment numbers upside down, and following the interview, he kept wandering onto the set where the rest of the mock newscast, of which the interview was a part, was taking place. Following this attack on the governor and all blind Americans, the National Federation of the Blind issued a statement that read, "The biggest problem faced by blind people is not blindness itself, but the stereotypes held by the general public about blindness and blind people. The idea that blind people are incapable of the simplest tasks and are perpetually disoriented and befuddled is absolutely wrong. This misconception contributes to an unemployment rate among blind people that stubbornly remains at 70%. That is why the National Federation of the Blind is disappointed that Saturday Night Live chose to portray Governor Patterson in a comedy routine that focused almost exclusively on his blindness. Attacking the governor because he is blind is an attack on all blind Americans, blind children, blind adults, blind seniors, and newly blinded veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. The National Federation of the Blind urges the producers of Saturday Night Live to consider the serious negative impact that misinformation and stereotypes have on blind people before continuing in this unfortunate vein of humor." On the following Monday morning, December 15, the New York and national media began expressing interest in interviewing NFB officials. Officials of the National Federation of the Blind were interviewed by all four local network affiliates in New York City, as well as CNN Headline News and ABC's Good Morning America program. The skit and our response also received extensive coverage in local and national newspapers. The National Federation of the Blind will respond whenever offensive, negative stereotypes that harm blind people are perpetuated by mass media. One other project of the National Federation of the Blind, which will be getting underway shortly, is that we will be distributing through the National Federation of the Blind the KNFB Reader Mobile, the cell phone that reads. Michael Hingson is going to be managing this part of our effort. In order to get in touch with him, I will give you his telephone number in a moment, but I will say these things. Number one, the cost of the reader has been reduced. The software is much less than it once was, and there are less expensive cell phones coming on the market shortly. By the time of the Washington seminar, the price of the KNFB Reader Mobile should be under $1,500. If you want to have more information about this, get a hold of Michael Hingson and he will tell you about it. His telephone number is 415-827-4084. Email can be sent to him at info@michaelhingson.com. That is info@michaelhingson.com. We, the National Federation of the Blind, are making presentations this week at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we are working diligently to try to get the manufacturers of consumer electronic products to understand that it is of vital importance that these products be made usable by and accessible to blind people before they are put on the market so that we don't have to argue with them endlessly after they come out. Mark Riccobono, who is the executive director of the NFB Jernigan Institute, will be there, and Ann Taylor, who is our director of access technology, will be there, along with Clara Von Herven, who is working as an assistant to Ann Taylor, and we hope to be able to get a lot of usable consumer electronics out of this program. There are more things coming, but I'll see a lot of you at the Washington seminar, and we'll be making more presidential releases as we go forward. This brings me to the end of the presidential release. Frank Dyer, who works here, says, "Did you know that quarks have mass? To which one has responded, "I didn't know they were Catholic." Barbara Pierce says, "Now that you've made your New Year's resolution about losing weight, consider this. The Japanese eat very little fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or Americans. On the other hand, the French eat a lot of fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or Americans. The Japanese drink very little red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or Americans. The Italians drink excessive amounts of red wine and also suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or Americans. The conclusion? Eat and drink whatever you like. It's speaking English that kills you."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.